USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Tear gas and water cannons have been deployed by riot police in Paris against protesters that are demonstrating in support of the Palestinians. Paris has a ban on social gathering. Some demonstrations in other French cities were peaceful. Other marches were held in London, Berlin, and the Netherlands following a week of intense fighting between Israel and the Palestinians. Some of the outrage directed at Israel follows the destruction of a high-rise building in Gaza City. One of them housed the offices of international media companies, including the Associated Press and Al Jazeera. Al Jazeera is calling the bombings a clear act to stop journalists from reporting on the conflict. Also targeted, according to the Israeli military, the home of a top Hamas leader. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn, and I'm in the best shape of my life. I love working out hard every day, but I turned 60 this year, and working out can cause some serious aches and pains. I was commiserating with my buddy, Jay Schrader, the Super Bowl champion and former Raiders quarterback, about the challenges of staying in great shape for anyone over age 50. Jay said I had to try SonsOfLibertyCBD.com, and it would heal my body, mind, and soul. He was right. No more aches and pains. I feel like $1 million. Finding quality CBD, not easy. But Sons of Liberty CBD, highest quality CBD I've ever seen. CBD is not pot. It won't get you high. It's 100% legal. It's 100% American made. CBD is mainstream and it works. For my listeners, SonsOfLibertyCBD.com is offering a discount of 15% off every product if you use the code WAR15 at checkout. Even better, you can combine this discount with your subscription discount for 25% off. Please support veteran-owned, service-disabled, small business, SonsOfLibertyCBD.com. Just say WAR15 to get 25% off.
White House COVID Response Coordinator Andy Slavitt said the decision on Thursday by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention to ease mask mandates under certain conditions for people who are fully vaccinated has nothing to do with politics. It has to do with the science, the number of cases and deaths of COVID-19.
We've had a 30% drop in the last week or so. Secondly, there is evidence that the vaccines work at preventing the spread now, which many people suspected, but they now have some good data on.
He said they didn't find out until late on Wednesday that the CDC was going to announce the change. Also, the TSA and CDC have come out with a joint statement. They want to remind those who are traveling by plane, bus, train, or any other type of public transportation that you're still required to wear a mask, even if you've been vaccinated. According to the TSA website, people must wear a mask across all transportation networks through September 13th. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
President Biden has revoked a number of executive actions taken by former President Trump in the last year of his administration, mostly in response to the protests over systemic racism and police violence. The orders include Trump's move to establish a National Garden of American Heroes, an order related to conservative complaints about social media censorship, and orders he signed to protect monuments and statues where protesters were targeting Confederate symbols last year. Those demonstrations intersected with the summer protests against the murder of George Floyd. The president also revoked a 2019 Trump proclamation that purported to prevent immigrants who will financially burden the United States healthcare system from entering the United States. In announcing the suspension, Biden said the Trump healthcare order does not advance the interests of the U.S. For Biden, these measures are meant to present to the world a changed and more progressive stance on humanitarianism and social issues. They also follow an earlier suspension by the Biden administration's of Trump's 1776 Commission, which sought to counter recent strides made by the American education system to describe more accurately the violent and racist roots of the U.S. government and society. You can listen to the news anytime by logging on to our website at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.